weird.
I was at
Families, huh?
Families was at, in the ghetto again. And I kept asking God, what, you told me three families, and then all of a sudden you said no. And, but, you know what that's all about. So then when I got there, I saw the two families that were walking to the building and on the east side, and they were sitting down. They got to sit down, and then I was just sitting there acting like I was looking at my phone, but I had my window down so I could hear what they were saying. And the little girl goes, her name was Ruth, but she said, Mom, what are we going to pray? Because as soon as we pray, we could get some food, right? That's what you said? She said, well, we got to wait for a miracle, and we might be here all day. We don't know. Because this guy, Blue Mustang, sends this guy named Sonny, and they show up, and they give money for people to buy groceries, so we have to wait. And then she goes, how come Aunt Teresa isn't coming? And her dad goes, and there was two families there praying. And she goes, and her dad goes, Aunt Teresa isn't coming because she doesn't believe that God is going to do a miracle today. She kept telling us, you guys, don't, you're wasting your time going over there just to sit down and wait for somebody supposedly bringing you money for, that's a waste of time. You know, God answers prayers, yeah, but you're not, I don't get it. I'm not going to go. It's not going to happen. So forget it. I'm not going. That was the third family.
Mm-hmm.
But they missed out on a blessing because they didn't believe that God is that faithful and that God was going to do it. They're like, I'm going to go out there and sit down at the grocery store and wait for somebody to show up. No, no way. Well, she missed out on a blessing. Because that's when God said, well, that Saturday morning right here, he said, you know what? No third family today. Because he knew that that family wasn't going to show up. They didn't have the faith like the other two families. Mm-hmm. They had the faith. They said, God said to come here, that it was our turn. The Blue Mustang was going to send Sonny to help us out to buy groceries. We're going to sit here all day if that's what it takes. So I was about to get out of the truck and I could hear people singing over to the right, and I'm like, why in the world are they singing? There was a group of people, probably 17, 18 of them, singing Amazing Grace pretty loud with no music. Just singing. And I was like, man. So I was gonna get out, and God says, no, we gotta wait. And I'm like, okay, you're in control, so I'll just sit right here. And when that group of people got to where those two families were, they started praying over them and singing. But I realized that all those people that showed up were ones that have been blessed before. They all came in and started praising God. It's like, God's faithful, don't give up. We've all been blessed by God and Blue Mustang and Sonny. So you guys, hang in there. We're here to support you. We're here to pray, and we're going to rejoice and thank God for the groceries you're going to get today. And don't give up. Just keep believing. Keep praying. And then they go, wait a minute, that's Sonny's truck. So they recognize my truck, but see, they were so focused on praising God.
Yeah.
How can you miss that truck? Like, you can't miss that truck when it's only like the fourth vehicle in the whole parking lot.
Yeah.
But they weren't focused on the parking lot. They were focused on the families. and it was awesome. The kids that saw the truck, they all come running. Johnny, the miracle is here, what you've been waiting for. It's here. It's like, did Blue Mustang send you again? I go, yeah, he did. And now you guys can buy groceries. And the little girl, Lydia, goes, it's not our turn. It's our neighbors. That's them over there. And so they were all excited. See, that little girl didn't say, oh, were you going to bless us again? No, it wasn't about that. It was about that two families. They said, they're going to get blessed today. They're going to buy groceries. They're going to buy cookies and cereal. And Ruth came running. She goes, your name's Sonny? And I go, yes. Blue Mustang sent you? Yes. I said, because God has given him a ministry to bless families like you. She goes, bless his heart, even though he's a car. She's just a little girl, you know. She didn't realize. Ruth was funny. She would not let go of my shirt. But anyway, she said, I can't wait to just have a glass of milk. I love milk. So I got to the middle where the two families were, and they were crying. And then the little girl goes, should we call Auntie to come? And she goes, no. No, because she missed out on a blessing. She didn't put enough oil on her vessel. She didn't believe. But after what we tell her, she's never going to doubt God again. So I got to pray with them, and then they all prayed for me, all of them. And then they're like, so are you guys going to go? Let's go shopping. So the whole group went shopping with these two families. But just before we got in the store, the lady goes, oh, so do we get 140 or 150? Because he didn't want to cut the 20. Because that's the whole story now. Like, everybody's like, he didn't want to cut another 20, so he just gave us the 50. Or how does that ever work? Like, we don't get it. Like, but that's so funny. Like, just bless him with, you know, with inflation and everything. I'll just give him 150 instead of 140. God says 140, but well, let's go another 10 just to bless him even more. And then the lady goes, oh, I just love when people think like that. It's just so funny. You would have thought that 150 was the most money they ever gotten. And she started making a list of what they needed, but not what they wanted. But the two girls that worked there, they're like, they took all the kids, got a whole grocery cart, took the kids, and they were like, with those four kids, two girls and two boys, their brother and sister on each family, and they took them shopping for cookies, milk, orange juice, cereal, like chips, you know. But those two girls paid for that. What the kiddos wanted, you know, not what just they needed, but what they wanted. Because that kids, like, they don't care for like a ham sandwich or whatever. They want cereal. They want cookies for dessert at night. But what I loved about the most of all that too was when all the families came to pray over them and to rejoice with them, okay. Even though they didn't even know I was sitting there. Okay. All right. I think God put a shield around my truck so they wouldn't see it, because that would have interrupted what they were about to do with those two families. They were just rejoicing. And when they asked, Linda, where's your sister? I thought she was coming too. And she said, no. She said that we were dumb to come here to trust God. Like, why should we come and sit here all day and wait when it wasn't going to happen? So she didn't come. So she missed out on the blessing. And what's really cool is when we were here at Burger King eating breakfast, and we were praying, and then God says, no third family. He already knew that she wasn't going to come because her faith wasn't there. Like, this, these two families, they were walking by faith, not by sight. I tell you, once they got their groceries, they were singing hallelujah all the way down that street. And so the ghetto is a ghetto. Like, that's a place where you get humbled really quick. Like, you realize that people, they stick together. Like, you don't go out there at night, because that's not a safe place at night. Like, no. But they take care of each other anyway. Like, they're really close in that community. As they were walking away, I was getting my truck, and then Gus says, go to the sidewalk and look to the south. So I did. I looked, and some families were coming out of their homes, and they saw that they had grocery bags, and they go, you got blessed with groceries? Hallelujah. And it's like, I could hear them yelling, like, praise God, you got some groceries today? Oh my goodness, look at you go. And it's like, it was like a parade. Almost, they were praising God for the groceries. Even the neighbors, like, yeah, they saw that, like, because they know those families that were hurting. I just tell you, God is so amazing. People have, you know, see a lot of miracles all over the world. Well, I see miracles in the ghettos too. Like, you know, it has to do with Blue Mustang getting a ministry that I never would have thought about it. I mean, when God gave you that mission field, like, that's huge. Like, it blesses families. It restores their faith. This is what this is all about. They get their faith restored. Let me tell you, their prayers aren't little anymore. They're big. So I got a call on Monday saying my sister regrets not being there. She feels so dumb. She apologized for the way she was talking to us about how God is not faithful and all this. And she says when we walked by her house, her apartment, and she saw us with those bags of groceries, she just cried and cried and cried. So I shared some of the food with her because they were hungry. That family learned a lesson. Because her husband said, too, I'm not going to go and sit there and wait for what? No, I'm not sitting there. I'm not going either. So they missed out on a blessing. Are they going to be there today? I don't know. But God hasn't shown me that family's going to be there. He's shown me two families, but I don't know if that's one of them. I don't know. I never know till I get there, so. But I tell you, God is faithful. Even though we don't see it,
Yeah. You
got to believe it. You got to believe, no matter what. I just love it.
Hey, you know,
are we done with this one?
Yeah. God gives us a project. I